is Nicole Whitney.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Hey, Nicole. Good to be back. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Medium Shelley Saunders Show. I am so excited that you're here today because we have an amazing guest. And the fun part about it today is she's going to take us through a meditation that's going to connect us with our healer guide. So if you, you know, maybe you're an empath or you're someone that's highly sensitive to energies, and maybe you've been feeling a lot of energy just pelting at you, you're just feeling a lot of stress and frustration, you might need some type of relief. Our guest Deborah is going to be able to help us with that today. So I'm going to go ahead and read her bio just so that you can get to know about a little bit about her so that we can bring her onto the show. So Deborah Romero, she is an evidential psychic medium, healer, and teacher who brings awareness to raise vibration with love and healing. She believes the soul-to-soul connection is one of the most precious gifts one can receive. Teaching has brought her great joy to witness the transformations and miracles of her students as they evolve spiritually. She works with clients and students around the world, sharing her gift with gratitude. Transcend with Debbie is a platform she created with the guidance of spirit to help like-minded souls share their passion, inspiration, knowledge, and love. So let's please welcome to the show Deborah Romero. Hey,
wow.
Deborah, are you
Hi,
there?
Hi, Shelley.
How are
Thank
you?
Thank you so much for having me. So good. Thank you so much for having me here.
We're so excited that you're here, and especially with connecting us with our healer guide today. Really excited about doing that just a little bit later on the show. So, so before we get there, for our audience who may not know you, just share a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm just a girl doing her part, you know. My goal is to bring awareness, love, compassion, and let's not forget fun, Shelley. I love to have fun. So I'm a girl that likes to be like, let's make this fun and something that we're going to enjoy doing, right? So I'm just here to shift all of us collectively with that extra boost that we're needing in our vibration right now in the world. So I'm just doing my part, one person at a time.
Oh, love that. Yes, you are someone that has a lot of fun, and mm-hmm. and then later on we're going to share with people how they can connect with you and maybe come to some of your lives, because there's just so much high energy there. Definitely love it. So, you know, tell me, how did stress and anxiety hold you back from being visible in your spiritual work?
Wow. You know, stress and anxiety has always played a huge role in my life. It is something that maybe a lot of mediums do go through, where we're trying to figure out our senses and what is it that we're feeling, right? And so for me, I was super, super sensitive at a very young age, and I had that, like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going there, like that feeling of wanting to go visit someone's house. No, I'm not going. Just the whole, like, withdrawal, not wanting to participate or be involved. So stress and anxiety has always played a role. And I think the biggest role stepping out as a medium was probably one of the biggest challenges that I did go through. And I just had to learn to understand myself, gave myself that extra boost I needed to step out on a larger scale, you know. Having support from others really helped. And I definitely had support from mentors, healers, and others that gave me that boost I needed. So even though I went through it, and we all go through it part of our journey, there are good people out there willing to help you come out of what you're going through and help you understand what you're sensing and feeling. So I was great. I'm grateful to have found a couple of people like that in my life.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, you know, because we do need that help. We need that outside help. But there's a step in between of where you're stuck and then that step. There's a step in between being stuck and then getting the mentor. So, you know, so within that step, you know, take me back to the moment when you said enough's enough. And then, like, what was your mindset to say, okay, I need some help. I'm going to do it now. So what was that like for you?
Well, you know, I love that you say enough is enough, right? So last year I got COVID, and I'm kind of the girl to be like, I got this. I can take care of myself. Like, I don't need nobody's help. And I had a friend that stepped in, and he's like, no, I'm sending you healing. I'm going to send you healing. And that's being able to accept and receive. And you taught me this, Shelly. Part of your class in the manifestation, you know, we can't turn away and not, and say no to the blessings that are coming our way, right? And so that extra healing that was sent to me gave me that extra jump start my soul needed so that I can continue forward with confidence and be able to do the things that I do. And it's important when we have others holding space for us when we cannot hold. You were one of those people that helped educate, okay, girl, this is law of attraction, manifestation. What is it that your soul is wanting? And you took us through that guided meditation to allow us to see things differently. So it's really about investing in yourself and learning and understanding and healing. And I was grateful to have someone that crossed my path when I had COVID and I was a little low, and he really boosted me up to another level that I needed to get better. So it's about taking, being gentle and taking time with yourself with compassion and where you are in the moment.
That's, I absolutely love that. Because compassion is definitely key. And then also just getting help, allowing help to come in from other people. So you mentioned that we did some work together, which I absolutely enjoyed so much. And I remember within that work, in the very beginning, you were a little shy, a little laid back as far as getting out there and being visible. So I got to watch you blossom from someone that really didn't want to get out there to now you're being visible by doing IG Lives, you're interviewing guests, and you're making videos. So tell me, what changed? Like, how did you go from that wallflower to there's no way I'm doing a live to you're on there, you're leading it, and you're just having a fabulous time? Like, how did that happen?
The healing, girl. Like, I think the healing really just gave me that extra fire that was ignited within me to go into my soul purpose, right? It's having support from other people. I really took a leap of faith on me, and I invested in myself so much. And, you know, it was time to share the platform for other people to come in and be able to share their stories, right? And so when I did that, it gave me the opportunity just to have this space that I felt was needed, where Spirit was like, okay, girl, bring this person in, connect to this person, let's work with this person. And so I followed my heart. And not only did I invest in myself, I followed my heart, but I also listened to the guidance of Spirit. And so everyone that has come on my show was always Spirit-driven, and Spirit has been part of that for me. And it's stuff that people need to hear collectively, where that awareness or that shift of knowledge is being shared, and people can be like, yes, I get that. I feel that. You know, that makes sense for me. So I took a leap of faith on me, and that's what happened. And this is what you get to witness. And all that training, all that extra work, you know, it definitely helps.
Absolutely. You know what? We have so many people that are listening now that maybe they're getting that nudge from Spirit, you know, just listening to your words, that you took that leap of faith, that you invested in yourself, that you followed your heart, your guidance. There are people that are listening right now that are getting that nudge, but they're leaning back and they don't quite want to move forward because they might be scared because they're looking for a guarantee. They don't know what's on the other side of taking that leap of faith. Maybe in their mind they're saying, what if this doesn't work? What if I look foolish? What if somebody say, I told you? So from someone who actually took that leap, like, what type of encouraging words can you give someone that may be on that verge of stepping but still holding back? What can you share with them to move forward?
I had a beautiful mentor who taught me and said, Deb, you've taken enough classes already, don't you think, girl? You just got to do it. And we take, you know, we have integrity, we have passion, and we have love, and we're trying to make sure we're doing things with ethics, and we're filling our soul to be able to do this work, for, not only for us, but to hold space for others. And so when you get the nudge in your heart and you get those little nuggets of like, okay, I should be doing this, let me reach out to this person, that's spirit talking to you. That is spirit connecting to your soul when you're getting those ideas flowing. And you got to just do it. Take that leap of faith and just pick up the phone and call somebody, or, you know, take that class that you're wanting to take. If you see a card, a tarot deck, and you're not doing tarot, go find yourself a tarot deck, a pendulum. Whatever your comes to your awareness or to your attention, there's always a reason. We're gravitated to the things that our soul is calling us to step into. So trust and do it. Just do it.
Yeah,
that's what my teacher said. You
got to
just do it.
Yes, that's so true. And there's nothing like just doing it, right? At some point, you just have to say, enough's enough. If I don't do this now, then when? And if I don't make this change, then change doesn't happen. So I guess at that point is where you just have to make the decision, I think, and then move within that direction. So, yeah, I love that. I love that advice. So speaking of you investing in yourself, how did you start your journey of studying your psychic mediumship and healing?
Wow. So, you know, Shelley, I've always been around this with family. So I've always had, you know, I was around the prayer. I was around the candles. I was around the intention and the medicine within the home, right? So I was raised by, or not even raised, I was very well connected to others that carried this wisdom within them without the professionals coming. It was just family, you know, it was one member passing on their knowledge to another family member, and it just continued, right? That love continued. And so I would say when I was 15, I was always open to this, and it fascinated me, but never knew the word psychic or medium, or never looked at it as a healer. We're just going to say, oh, we're going to go see our friend, or, you know, right? So we get awakened a little. Every time we touch a little bit of our spiritual self, we get awakened again. And I feel like that whole sensitivity that I started to experience, it really fully blew up for me in my 20s. And I started working at an angel store here locally, and the man was a medium. And I didn't know the word again, still medium. I just knew he was talking to spirit, and he knew things. And I was like, wow, he knows things, right? And so then I started to get left at the shop, and, you know, I would dust the angels and do the register. And being in that energy awakening field, it really, really does. And I would say, you know, we had to go to work. You got to do real life things. So I put it on hold for a little bit. And those nudges from spirit, they don't play. When they're talking to you, you got to listen, because, you know, the numbers were speaking to me like, oh, you got to, spirit was calling. You know, they were calling for me. So another path started opening up for me when I started to get sick. And I really, really dove into that. And I was like, I want to focus on what this is happening to me, what's happening. So I wanted to get a deeper feeling, right? And so I found a lady on Facebook, and I could feel. I'm one of those that can feel the energy, right? And so I was like, wow, this feels so good. Like, she's typing this meditation out. She's talking about where she is, and I could feel the crystals underneath my feet, and I can see the water where she's at, and seeing this beautiful meditation that she's, you know, bench that she's sitting on. I'm like, yes, I'm there with you, girl. Like, I feel this. So eventually I reached out to her, and I worked with her for about a good 2 years, and she ended up being a trance medium. Not knowing what that was, I was in there. I was doing my work, and I was meditating with her, and, you know, sooner or later I was like, oh, then I started to hear the word Reiki, and I was like, oh, that's, you know, awakening the healer within me. So it went from Reiki, then it went to, let me join this mediumship circle and see what this is all about, right? And then I went into this shamanic healer because I wanted to learn about law of attraction, not knowing she was a shaman. And she, you know, my soul was fed with love. compassion. And it just gave me that extra boost to, like, want to learn more, right? And so from there, when I would meet my one of my shamanic healers, she would just drum, and we would talk about the Kundalini, and we would sip tea, and we would just became great friends. And we would talk all things spiritual. So I'm this girl to be like, sound healing, let's go, girl. Drumming, let's go. Healing circle, yoga, tramp, let's get me in there. Let's go. What are we doing today, right? So I was like, you know, when you awaken, you want to get the crystals and you want to have everything so beautiful, right? So here I go. I'm doing all this nice healing work. I'm doing all this beautiful butterflies and rainbow stuff, right? Then all of a sudden, you got to be faced with what we call the dark night of the soul, not knowing, oh, my gosh, what is this? What is coming off of me? What am I feeling, right? And I definitely went through that, and I took a break for a little bit. And so in my journey, you know, I opened, I connected, and then I take a break, and I listen to my body because my spirit needed a break. And as I did that, I ended up having to go into therapy to walk through what I was feeling and what I was experiencing. So I had a team. I had a meditation teacher. I had a mediumship circle teacher. I had a shamanic healer. I had an herbalist. I went to the, like, I had a team, right? And as I processed everything, I was still guided again to reconnect, come back out. You know, you go through that period where you separate and you learn to face your traumas. You learn to give yourself compassion and forgive yourself for the things that you wanted to heal from. You know, my intent was for healing. It wasn't to be a medium. It wasn't to be a psychic. And so my soul was being called again. Okay, Debbie, here's another person offering service. You can do this. Get past the fear. Let's step out and see what this feels like, right? So I ended up connecting to another lady who offered healing and was holding space. And I loved it. The energy was amazing. It was just like everything was flowing. And here I go back into my shadow. I'm going back into letting go of my shadow. And you know, all those things that I held on to, the crystals, the wanting to do this and that, I actually was quite the opposite. And I was like, I don't need my crystals. It's just me and spirit. I was letting go of attachments of like people, places, things. My soul was changing and it was evolving. And, you know, from there, I just started listening to lectures and listening to other people talk. And I would follow other mediums to hear them speak and listen to their knowledge that they shared. And then mentorship programs opened up. Teachers started appearing. Healers started coming forward. And so to this day now, I am a Reiki master teacher. I am an evidential medium. Yes. I do hold space to, you know, for healing. I did take steps to do the shamanic journey, and I'm also Munatsu certified. These things are things that I've done because I wanted to be healed, not because I wanted to be the medium or the psychic, but because my soul needed the trauma and the layers to be looked at. And as I was able to sit in that, this is who you get today, me. And I am simply just a conduit, the observer, for spirit to come in, the Wi-Fi, the antenna. And so I honor who I am today, because now with all these different things that I've been able to do, I can look at everything as a true gift. I have the tools to help me process when I'm having a moment, whether it be the stress or the anxiety or the doubt or the fear. I have tools that I can go into, and the trust to go to somebody and say, hey, I need some help, because that's the first step, is acknowledging where we are and honoring our feelings and our emotions and where we are in the moment, so that those layers can be looked at and released. And so I'm very grateful. Every teacher, every person that I connected to that has helped me mold me where I'm at today. So that's a little bit of my deep journey on a personal note, Michelle.
Yeah, I love this journey. I love how you gave us the beautiful arc of how you started and along the way and where you are now. And, you know, speaking mm-hmm. of spirit and giving us nudges, while you were talking, spirit gave me a nudge to ask you about generational healing. So would you be able to speak yes. a little bit to that? Because I know that you do that. And there's not a lot of people that does generational healing. And sometimes we don't understand that maybe the reason why we're stuck, it may not be because of us. It may be because of what our grandmother or her mother went through. So can you just speak a little bit on that?
You know, it's been a while since I've really, really held a meditation in ancestral healing, but I love to connect to our family, to our mothers. So let's give an example, right? So if you were in a relationship and that relationship, mother, father, they had some stuff that they were going through, that mother was very stressed or that mother was feeling a certain type of way, there's emotions, impressions that are felt within her. While you're in her belly or while she's pregnant with you, your soul feels that. Everything is a connection if you believe, right? And then what do you think she went through with her mother? What belief systems did they have? And what programming was given to her? So it's like their life experiences get passed on to your mother and then to their child. And it's like unlearning different ways of how we were brought up. Right? And when we say generational healing, it's like really giving everyone the invitation to be part of the healing journey, really giving them the invitation, not only, and we don't need to understand, you know, say, oh, this happened and this happened. No, it's really just letting spirit come in such a beautiful, gentle way to release anything that has restricted us or limited us from believing less than love and helping us move forward and in a stronger light and saying, hey, it isn't about fear. It isn't about anxiety. It's not about stress or stepping into the unknown. It's about let's create and let's have fun and let's make something better than what was. And that break, that curse, when you're doing something different that your soul didn't believe that you could do, there's a congratulations that comes to you. And spirit comes in such a beautiful way to hold space for everyone. So include them. Invite them and let them participate in that journey with you.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you for clarifying that, because I feel like there's someone listening that needed to have that, to hear that. And that's why I was kind of nudged just to ask you to go a little bit deeper. I know that you're going to.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
No. So I know coming to me really quick. Sorry, Shelley. I got a little nudge by spirit to share this really quick. There are cords, and just imagine, there's a little umbilical cord that we are born with, right? If you just simply cut I'm getting shown for someone to cut the umbilical cord between you and whatever's negative. Just imagine the umbilical cord just cutting so gently and just really just cauterizing it and allowing you to be you and your mother to be her and that her mother to be her, so that it separates from the negative. And I feel like someone needed to hear that and get that work. So I had to say that. So I'm going to close it with that, and I thank you, Michelle. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? Whenever we get the nudge, it's like we got to say it because it's going to keep bothering us until we get it out. So please say it. Yes, definitely.
Yes.
So you're going to show us how to connect to a healer guide. So before we do that, can you just explain to us what is a healer guide?
So a healer guide is someone that you can connect to in the spirit world, right? A guide that is going to be able to bring healing from other dimensions. We don't need to really, like sometimes some people be like, I can't see my guide, girl. Like I'm not getting nothing. So I'm going to say trust the process and trust in spirit that they're going to come in the way that we need it. A lot of times we can ask for a calling card or a symbol so that you know that it's your healer guide coming in. And when you do that, you can start working and developing a stronger relationship with this guide. Is it a man? Is it a female? Is it an angel? Is it an ancestor? Is it a loved one? Whoever comes in, don't judge it. Let it come in. Feel it, into it, if the energy moving or vibration shifting on the right, in the left, behind you, above you, feel, use your feelings with that. Do you see? So when this healer guide comes in for you, do not give judgment. Be very neutral and allow the energy to come in and trust that you're getting exactly what you're needing in the moment of now. And it's so simple.
Fabulous.
We don't need to complicate it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that the listeners need before you connect us to our healer guide?
No, I think it's really important. Water will be good. I just got water. So keep a little water next to you. It'll help flush whatever toxins that we're releasing. So you can drink that after. Spirit, when we're in the spirit world, our body, a physical body, is being used. And so the water will help replenish our magnesium and potassium. So water
perfect.
Will be good. Just get comfy.
Excellent. So can you go ahead and take us through the process now?
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you. So for those who are listening, it's really important that we ground first. So we're just going to take some nice deep breaths, and we're going to use the breath first to guide us. And just kind of hold your breath. Hold it for a little bit. We'll hold it for four. And then release. One, two, three, four. A nice cleansing breath. It's important that you know that the breath is also a form of meditation, and it allows us to get centered. So breathing from your heart, breathing in, hold it again, and release. And we're just going to invite Spirit to commune with us as we get ready to ground. Through the bottom of our feet, we have portals. And we're going to ask that our beautiful golden roots open up down to the deep, deep core of the earth. And we're just going to envision that these roots go into the center of the earth. And they just wrap around so nicely. You can envision a little crystalline grid, just kind of anchor your energy deep into this core of the earth, right? And then we're just going to ask that the Mother Earth ground us and protect us as we get ready to journey. For those who wish to be bubbled individually, we may ask for a beautiful golden bubble to connect all around you so that your energy is nice and sealed as you get ready to work. And so when we're grounded, that keeps us protected. So people always ask, Debbie, how can we protect? And I feel like I need to say that. This practice here, grounding, bubbling, will really, really give you the protection that you're needing. And we're just going to invite yourself to commune. I'm going to invite Spirit to come closer so that we can attune to the spirit world. Allow yourself to feel, whether it be the ocean, see the mountains, sky, the sun, the stars, the planet. Allow your body just to open up to everything that is of love. The trees, the plants, the animals, the fairies. Just allow your soul to just gently connect to everything, welcoming in the love. And as we go and we journey, I'm going to ask Spirit to connect you to your healer guide. And this is the intention. And so I want you to feel from behind, one hand on the right behind you and the other hand on the left. And I want you to feel the presence of this guide. Feel into this guide. Do you smell? Can you sense? Can you hear? Can you feel? Or do you just know, wow, I knew this was my guide all along. Like, how awesome is that? And for those who are experiencing anything physically happening to them at this moment, and we're just going to allow their hand to gently move forward into an area within your body that you're physically feeling discomfort at this moment. And just let the healing energy flow from them to you. And that's the physical part. It happens so quickly. And the message you all need to hear is everything's going to be okay. If we go emotionally, allow them to connect to you emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And I'm just going to let you sit with this just for a couple of minutes, and you can just allow Spirit to commune with you in the way your soul, your spirit needs at this moment. and fill into that. Spirit's telling me to have someone ask if you get a name. Is there a name to your guide? Do you want to name your guide? Give a calling card so when you call on to them, you know, boom, you're connected to them. Allow them to go through your timeline. Allow them to go through your DNA. Allow them to go through your senses, your channel, your tree of life, your aura, and your soul. Allow spirit to release the words that you may be feared to say. Where are you not being heard? Where can you listen more? Let spirit just come in and bring that healing in. Now give gratitude for them communing as we journey back. And this is something you all can do always for yourself. Attune yourself to your spirit guide. Welcome them in. Begin to feel what that feels like when they're closer. Create a relationship that you can build rapport and strength with them daily. No judgment. Have compassion for yourself. And whatever comes to the surface, keep a little journal, write it down so that you can remember and congratulate yourself on how much work you've done just for you. And so just take another deep breath in, calling your energy back, filling your feet back into the earth, back in the chair you're sitting in, if you're laying down, if you're in the car, just calling in your energy back. Just bringing those golden roots back into the earth, wrapping it back into that crystalline grid, charging us back with the support of the earth, the crystalline grid, and allowing us to anchor us back in with gratitude and love. That we just got a little healing and a little bit of love from above. Just know you were touched and cared and nurtured in a way Spirit intended us to be felt. And so I thank you, Shelly, for letting me do this for you and for everyone that's listening on your show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and I understand that we have a lot of people on the line right now. So, Nicole, let's go ahead and open it up and just see who would like to talk with us.
All right.
Yeah.
We have slightly less callers now because some gave up, but let's do it.
Oh.
I think they thought it was a different show. All right. Let's go 630 first. They've been waiting the longest. 630, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I am in Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually a first-time listener to this show, and I just was enjoying listening to you educate us about your journey into the metaphysical world. Do you do just, like, general readings, or what's your reading style?
Yeah, whatever your heart desires, babe. Like, if you have a question, you can ask the question, and we'll totally tap in and see what that feels like for us.
Do you feel I will be getting... I wrote a book, and everybody keeps telling me it's a movie. But, and they keep telling me I'm going to be getting a contract. Do you feel it's more like a book publisher or to pick up my book or more or less just the movie side? I mean, I know anything could happen, but.
Yeah. Shelly, do you want me to answer that?
Yeah. Go ahead and jump right in.
Okay. So, yeah, love, immediately I got yes to both. And so, for me, I just kind of listened to what I'm getting. So, I heard yes. I saw someone like yes. I also feel like for you, you've been doing scripts. So either you're going to be behind the scene working with the producer and you're going to be writing the actual show. Would you understand this? So you're like, your ideas are is the show. So you'll be guiding them. Mm-hmm. You'll be behind the scenes like a director is what I see.
Ooh, I love it. I just got the chills when you were talking. Oh, my God, that's so powerful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, trusting yourself, you know, it's very, when we're in the unknown, right, so we got to ground, that grounding exercise, bringing your feet into the earth, that'll really keep us present so that we don't get that extra, like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen next, right? It's like all these beautiful things that are unfolding for you can also cause us to make us feel a certain type of way, and we don't want to feed the blessings with doubt. So grounding is going to help you go into that, bringing those roots in and just say, okay, I'm planting my seeds, baby, let's go, like, let's take off, and trust that it's going to happen because this is your intent. I feel like you started this last year, and I feel like you said, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to do this, and so Spirit, listen, so when you go out there and you put it out to the universe, they ain't playing. They're going to answer your call. So, you know, I want to leave you with that, babe.
I did start it last year.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Congratulations.
You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Keep us posted. That's exciting. Let's go to Owens next. Owens, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Opulence, and I'm calling in from heaven.
Hi, Opulence.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Opulence.
Hi to your guest. Hi. Nice meditation. Nice information about your journey and your studies and how you have arrived here with us. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. I would like to know what each of you pick up for me in terms of words, speaking, writing.
In terms
words.
Of what, again? Writing.
Words. Words. Speaking, writing, words.
Well, Opulence, I've given you a reading before. I believe on the last show I spoke with you. So, and I gave you quite details on what was going to happen with you with speaking and writing. But we're going to give Deborah the opportunity to tune in just to see what she gets for you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
So immediately, thank you. If I may continue, may I read you just for a little bit on what I get?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So when you come in, I immediately get a mother. So I know that I'm connected to a mother in spirit, and I feel like I just want to bring you the word love. And so I got a couple of different novels. I don't know if you're working on the emotions of love or the connection to love, but I just want to have you work on that. I also feel like self-help, like you can be really helping a lot of people. I'm getting the number 12. It's almost like you have 12 books. 1, 2, 3, like almost like you have them ready and lined up for you. I'm getting the month of September, so I feel like by September things are really going to unravel and unfold for you. So I want to say, like, phone calls, network, like really putting it out there. I feel like you can really want to make some contacts. Specifically, a gentleman is going to be coming in, and I feel like this person is really going to help you see things differently. So it's about having a fresh set of eyes and different perspectives. So, like, we have a vision, and it's always nice to see what other people are coming in. So be open to other ideas and other perceptions for your work. Would you understand this?
I do understand that, and interesting that you picked September. Because I had been and still am working on a trilogy, but I got a I have
sweet.
What'd you say?
I said that's so sweet. That's like yes, woo, congratulations.
Thank you. But I also have an opportunity to perform. I got a strong nudge that it was time for me to perform again, and in that I said okay. I should be writing something like poetry, affirmations, motivational stuff. Something not as detailed or as lengthy. So I'm working on that at the moment, and the performance is going to be, it will include speaking, dancing, healing energies, and it will be the beginning of September. So that was right. That was right on. And
wow.
I'm intending to have my book ready by then, but if not, because things happen, if for any reason it's not ready, that I can ask for, pre-order, have it for pre-order at any rate.
Mm-hmm. So that makes perfect sense to me. That makes perfect sense to me, where it's like you're going to go into the self-help. That's the healing. You're going to help people. And so there's going to be more than one book. And so it makes sense to me when you say you're going to be performing or you're going to be part of it. And this is where they want you to be very open to new ideas. So you're really going to be stepping out of your comfort zone. So, yeah, that makes sense. So congratulations. You've been working very hard on taking care of yourself.
Yes, I have.
Reversing
myself. Thank you. Thank you
both.
Yeah,
I could feel that. I could feel that. Congratulations is in order. Like, I want to give you this beautiful little flower, like this little Hawaiian flower, like a jasmine, just a little love coming your way. So sweet. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I
appreciate
you.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much for being there.
All right. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
Let's go to 8:05 next. 8:05. I think. Oh, it's getting up there. 8:05. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 8:05. Okay.
They might be listening.
I guess they're just listening. Shy. we've got an email from Julia asking if you see her moving from. Sorry, just lost the email. Hang on a second. From Florida to Kansas City area by the end of this year.
Do you want to answer that, Shelley, or do you?
I'm definitely feeling a move, and I feel like there's a road trip, like she's driving, like she's going to be making a drive there. So I definitely see her moving, and I just see some adventures along the way. The adventures that I see along the way is her having that time to really discover herself and really develop, and some questions that she's been asking herself, she's been looking for the answers. I just feel like they're going to start to reveal themselves during that time. What do you have, Deb?
No, I agree. Immediately I heard yes. So her move feels very, very positive. I feel like she actually really, really wants to go. So it's like, load up that car, girl. Don't hesitate. Like, I want to be by the mountains. Like, I'm literally on this journey. It's like, you're almost there. It's like, you know, when we go through our journey and we celebrate and then we have another mountain to go, it's like you're going to have a new beginning. And that's how I see it. Like, your journey, you're going through a new journey. So congratulations to you. It feels really good. I agree with you, Shelly.
Yeah, it does. It does.
There you go. And I think that we can squeeze in one more caller. Let's go to All Ones, a different All Ones. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name's Suzanne. I'm calling from the UK.
Suzanne in the UK.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, on this nice warm evening. I've been going through a lot of challenges in the last month or so. It seems to be one thing after another, and I'm conquering them, but I'm wondering, I'm feeling a bit down because it's been so overwhelming with having to move and my car breaking down and all this stuff happening. Is there something good coming up?
Yeah. Do you want to answer that, Shelley? You want me to touch on that?
Yeah, you can go ahead and I'll jump in right after you.
You know, love, it's really honoring your emotions. And so thank you for being brave and saying, you know what, I don't feel good today. And that's the first important thing that we can do for ourselves when we're feeling a certain type of way, is really there's power in acknowledging what hurts us. And you have acknowledged that. So I immediately saw this beautiful gold light come your way, which is just, you know, the shadow is really light. And I feel like when I see you, it's like this beautiful golden light. So there's a rebirth. The light within you is definitely being reignited. So as you're releasing and going through the things that you're grieving from, I felt grief within your heart. I feel like it's giving you the clarity to see things in such a beautiful way that's like, with compassion, not only for you, but for the people that you're going to be connecting to. I feel like when I come to you, I want to give business. I want to go into work, and I feel like I want to be at the hair salon, go get my hair done, some self-care, right? Like, if you want to go take care of yourself, do it. Like, if you've been getting nudged to go get your hair done, do it. If you want to go get your nails done, I hear do it. So you have been getting these different nudges or downloads from spirit, like getting some shoes, getting some different things. Like, trust that. That's happening to you for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Like, spirit is talking to you, so I feel that you are very divinely connected. So I want you to know that when you are in your thoughts and you're getting these ideas of, like, positive things, that's your personal relationship that you have awakened with you in spirit. Spirit is working with you in a way that you may not understand at this minute. So spirit is telling you for you to journal. And as you write your things out about your vehicle and your car and the things that you're trying to process, they're going to give you this idea. I feel like either you're going to be getting this vehicle that's maybe like out of nowhere that's going to be like a fixer up and like, hey, you know, let's $500 here and it'll be all done. So I want to say your car is going to be working and you'll be fine. Relationships. If I go into relationships, I see one person coming into your life and there's another person that's standing there waiting to see what's happening. Like, okay, is this girl into me? So it's like I want to connect into relationships. You have opportunity there for love. I feel like also a little animal comes in, so I know that I want to bring a little doggy next to you to give you comfort. This little animal's come in, and whether you're sad or you're low, like I feel this little doggy and spirit just pops up and just try to nudge you to be like, hey, I'm here with you. Like, February is really important. A significant date is what I'm getting. It's almost like Valentine's, you know, like you're being showered with love right now. I'm just going to give you this garden of flowers and love and just hope. And from spirit, my gift to you from spirit is a new set of keys for a car. So they're on it. They heard your message, and I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to let Michelle bring in her message.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think, Suzanne, I think you and I talked before about your car, and I had also got some information that another car was coming. So Deborah definitely validated that. While she was talking about journaling, I wrote down the same thing, so I circled it. So right now it's a really good time for you to journal your thoughts and get things out. And I also got rest for you to make sure that you get rest. I get that you're in your mind a lot, and you're trying to turn things around and figure things out, and it's making you tired. So it's just really important to rest, and they're showing me that you're springing up, that you are coming out of this. And so I'm just hearing, hang in there. You're starting to ascend now. So all of the things that happened that you didn't like, you're now on an upward trajectory. So hang in there. You will get to the other side of this. And I just invite you to come back again and just listen to the meditation for the healing guide in order to help soothe you on those days when your mind is really messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to leave that information with you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Soul. Yeah, you're a beautiful soul. Thank you for being so vulnerable and joining us today, because there's power in your truth. And you just give in spirit the intent to come help you and work with you. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, of course, all the callers have packed back on, but we're 4 minutes to the top. So there we go. We do what we can.
So are we at the wrap-up now?
Well, 4 minutes are remaining, so yep. We're there.
Okay. All right. So, Deborah, any final words or tips for our listeners as we start to wrap up?
Yeah, you know, I just want to give gratitude. And there's medicine in being thankful and grateful and honoring our emotions and our feelings and where we are in the now. If we can stay present in the moment of what's happening, it keeps us still and resilient. And being able to see things, what's in front of us, and what you can't deal, you know, what comes to the surface of the stress, as Susan said, with her car. You know it's an issue, but just that's the reality of keeping it real and just write it down and know, okay, create a solution. We'll get to that when we can. And be very gentle with yourself when you're in this path, when you're in this journey is for you. Your path that you walk and your experience is for you. Yes, you meet beautiful souls along the way, but at the end of the day, your destination, your soul purpose is for you. Keep your head high. Stay in the love. Stay in the growth and the knowledge, because there's power in that. I appreciate you, Shelly, for having me here. I appreciate you, Nicole, for having me. And it's a true honor in just sharing a little bit about myself and my journey and just letting me be here, hold space for spirit. So thank you, everyone.
Oh,
and thank you
for
listening.
We appreciate you, too. And speaking of sharing, how can the listeners find you?
I'm on Transcend with Debbie on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, Transcend with Debbie. And I'm on Facebook, Medium Deborah Romero. And with that being said, I have amazing guests that always come on where their floor is open so they can flow within their passion and they can flow with their knowledge and their wisdom. And with hope that you guys all get to leave feeling a little lighter and feeling happier and feel that you're being heard or like, oh, that makes so much sense. And you can just leave with that extra little bit, I like to say, cariño, which means love. And so I thank you again. And if you follow me, I appreciate it. You guys can meet some cool people.
Awesome. And you guys can find me on social media, Medium Shelly Sanders. That's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And then also I have a special on psychic and mediumship readings where you can save $25. Just go to mediumshellysanders.com and type in the promo code SUMMER25. And that will take $25 off your psychic and your mediumship readings. So I want to thank you, Deborah. You've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much.
Aww.
And it's been incredible. And for the listeners, join me back in 2 weeks. I will be here Saturday, August 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we're going to be doing some psychic and mediumship readings. So take care, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Take care. Thank you, everyone.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.